Okay, we are on the Gemara on top of Gimel and Beis, the two dots, about seven lines from the top. We went to the 10 things we mentioned last time that we thought originally would be the opinion of Rebbe, because you had to have 4x4 Amos to be in the category of these things being Shaykh. And we mentioned at the end that actually the Rabbanan would also agree, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, everyone would agree with it. The reason why, more for your daughter. The reason why we said the Rabbanan would agree is because by Sukkah, it's a Diras Arai, doesn't require 4x4. When it comes to these other 10 things, we mentioned that that they will in fact have to be 4x4 because it requires it to be a real bias, a real Diras Kavua. We're going to go through each one of them one by one, or maybe 5x1 right now. We'll start with 5, but we're going to break them down to 4 different categories of discussion as to why it is that they need 4x4 Amos. The first one is very simple. Amar Mar, it's the two dots over the top of Gimel Beis. Amar Mar. Oh, that reminds me, before I begin, there's a very important Ber Halacha I mentioned quickly to Darren and Tzvi and Daniel and Arik. We end off last time by mentioning that we thought we passed like Beis Shammai in both Sukkah Ketana and Sukkah Gedola. Tosfos says we do not pass like Beis Shammai and Sukkah Gedola, only Sukkah Ketana. You may ask me, which means that if you have this table outside of your Sukkah, that would mean that according to Beis Shammai, you're not Yotze. According to Beis Hillel, you are Yotze. We paskin in the end, according to Tosfos, that you are Yotze. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, it does not say that. It says you're not Yotze. It says you're not. Now, there's a big Ber Halacha to discuss whether you paskin like Beis Shammai in this case of Sukkah Gedola or not. The basic machlokas comes down to, is the reason behind Sukkah Gedola and Sukkah Ketana the same rationale or not? Is the reason that you need to have a Shulchan in your Sukkah, otherwise we're afraid you may go outside of your Sukkah to have the Shulchan? If the reason why Sukkah Ketana has to have Shulchan inside of it is in order so that we make sure that you're not going to be drawn after your Shulchan, then Sukkah Gedola is the same thing as well. Then we pass them like Beis Shammai because it's all the same reason. The reason is we're afraid you might follow your Sukkah, your table, if you don't have a table inside your Sukkah. If the reason is a different reason though, we pass them like Beis Shammai for the reason Sukkah Ketana, because for example, it's a Dira Srucha, we'll get to that actually today. The Dira Srucha, living in a 4 Amos is a tiny little dwelling place and it's very uncomfortable and therefore you couldn't really live there. We'll get there today. My goal. It's my end goal. Okay, settle down. If that's the reason by the Sukkah Ketana, and Sukkah Gedola is a whole separate reason of Shemi Yimashik Achar Shulchano, it's potentially possible that we do not pass from like Beis Shammai and Sukkah Gedola. So you have fascinating nafkamina. Listen to the following scenario, the following case.
Wait. Yeah. If you got a big Sukkah and the table's outside.
And clearly the concern is you might go after your table.
And we're saying maybe according to Beit Shammai, you wouldn't.
No, Beit Shammai would say it's possible. You're not allowed to be there because you might go after your table. The question is, do we passing that way or not? We definitely passing like Beit Shammai and Sukkah Ketana, but the reason might be because a Sukkah Ketana less than 7x7 Tefachim is a Dira Srucha. It's not a place that you want to live in. Therefore, it's not going to... Right, therefore, we're not going to let you be Yotze. But it's possible that the concern of following your table is not really a concern of ours. What's the Nafkamina? Following case. What would happen if you had a tiny Sukkah, less than Rosh Rubah V'Shulchano? Shulchano actually is right outside, doesn't fit into the Sukkah. But right outside that small Sukkah is a big Sukkah. The Shulchan is in that big Sukkah. There's two sukkahs. You have a small sukkah, like Ketonios, the whole story we had with Elia Malka. Right outside, your small sukkah is a big sukkah. But that's a big sukkah that has a table inside of it. If the concern we have is that it's a Dira Srucha, that small sukkah is a Dira Srucha, so then we'd say, well, we pass Beis Shammai by Sukkah Ketana, and therefore you're not Yotze in the small sukkah. But if you would say the concern we had was one of potentially following the table outside, well, right now, the outside is another sukkah. Therefore, it wouldn't be a problem. So it's possible we pass in like Beis Hillel by the Sukkah Gedola that we're not really concerned about following your Sukkah and following the table outside. We're okay with you following the table outside. It's not, we're not worried about that happening in a Sukkah Gedola. But in a Sukkah Ketana, we have a different reason why we say it's possible, because it's Dira Srucha. But if you would say the concern by the Sukkah Ketana is also we're afraid that there's no Sukkah Shulchan there, you might go outside the final Shulchan, then that reason is a problem for us. And the same thing should apply for Sukkah Gedola. We should say the same problem. The Ber Halacha brings it down as a question among the Rishonim. It's not clear. You pasuk in the end. So I was quick to say last night, we do pasuk like Beis Shammai in both cases. The Tosfos says we do not pasuk Beis Shammai in Sukkah Gedola. It's a big discussion among the commentaries. I want to kind of get that out there and settle the matter a little bit. Not to be on record as saying we pasuk like Beis Shammai in Sukkah Gedola, because Tosfos feels we do not. That was all an aside from yesterday. Now back to our discussion. Yeah.
Does the size dictate the size of the sukkah dictate how Beis Shammai
will always paskin,
vice versa.
Beisham will always paskin that you don't have Rosh Rubo, you can't fit Shulchanu in there, it's definitely not kosher, no matter what. And they'll also paskin that if you don't have a sukkah in your, if you don't have a table in your sukkah, it's on the outside of your sukkah, you have to go outside to get to the table, they'll paskin it's not good no matter what also. No matter what kind of size it is. Doesn't matter the size. Because they hold, we're afraid you're going to walk outside of the sukkah to the table. If the table's part in and part out, then you're fine. But the table is completely out of your sukkah, then we're afraid you're going to reach out of the sukkah to grab your stuff and eat while you're outside as well. Doesn't matter how big the sukkah is according to Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel doesn't need shulchanu, it's Rosh Rubo's enough. And they're not worried you're going to follow the table. They say you'll grab the food and go back inside the sukkah. It's not a concern of theirs. But if it's right by the edge there, according to Beis Shammai, and the table's outside, then you're not good. Correct. Okay. The first five are category number one as to why it's not considered. You need to have 4x4. Amar Mar. We're now going to quote the Gemara we had yesterday. Patr min mezuzah, min amaka, vein metami bin negoim, vein nechle bivati arichoma, vein chos melav min orchel mechama. Those are the five. One of those five again. Your patr from the mezuzah. You do not have to put a maka on the roof of a less 4x4 house. You're not metami negoim in case the house will contract saras. It is not part of the bivati arichoma, which has specific rules regarding when you can redeem it. And what happens in the time of Yovel, if you did not redeem it yet, and you do not return from the war if you have a home that you have not lived in, but it's less than 4x4 amos. What's the reason why all these five share the same set of rules, that it's not considered a valid halachic reality if it does not have 4x4 amos? My taima? The bais ksibu bekulo. Because it says the word house by all of them. Rashi over here quotes, actually. Rashi will quote for us where each word bais comes up in each of these five contexts. And therefore, a bias requires a certain dimension to it. And if not 4x4 amos, it would not have the dimension of a bias, and therefore would not apply to any of those five things. That's part number one, which I called bias. Mo, bias, times five. Bias, times five, part number one. Moving along. Visual aid, Mo, visual aid.
Why did you only name those five?
That's the reason behind those five and those five alone. The other ones will have different reasons.
Was because it's not considered a bias.
Correct, correct. The other ones are going to have more practical reasons. Yeah.
In the Torah,
it says the word like bias to describe all of them.
The halakha, like mezuzah al beisecho,
correct.
Says the word bias.
Each of the five, the pasuk will tell, Rashi tells you where the pasuk says the word bias related to that halakhic reality, and therefore without being a bias, then it would not be able, without being down by down on almost, it would not be called a bias as far as we're concerned. Okay. Says the Gemara next.
Well, every pasuk has every word pasuk.
Correct. The next three are the next category. Ve'i ma'arvin bo, ve'i mishtatzin bo, ve'i menichin bo eruv. To remind you what that is, ma'arvin bo is when you have multiple homes bias that lead out to a chatzer. In order to carry from your house to the chatzer, it requires an eruv chatzeros, which means you have to gather food from all the people who have homes, put them in one of those homes with like a little basket there, and then it's considered like it's a joint home. We all jointly own that home because we all jointly gave our food to that home. And therefore, we can now share the chatzah because we all share the home. We share the chatzah that the home belongs to as well. That allows us to carry from our respective homes into the chatzah. That's what it means for an Eruv chatzeros. Ema Arvinbo, we do not collect Eruv, bread, from a home in that chatzah area that has less than 4x4 amos home. Emishatvinbo is the same story, but instead of being with the home, it's now with a mavoi, which means that every chatzah, the multiple chatzahs spill out into a mavoi, into an alleyway. Usually you have multiple homes leading to each chatzer. If you happen to have one single home that was next to a chatzer, and that single home was not 4x4 amos, then that chatzer does not require a shituf. That home does not have to belong with everyone else. It's not considered a reshus by itself. It does not need to join the other chatzeros within the mavoi to allow you to carry from the chatzer now to the mavoi. That's what it means over here. Ve'ei mishtatzin bo. You do not include that small home.
So if someone lived in that small little thingy,
yep,
they could be included in the eruv.
They don't have rishus. There's no rishus. They don't have their own separate rishus. It's not a property that's considered now not allowing it. It's not considered a separate property. It's not a separate property. And therefore, yeah, they're not ostering anybody, and no one ostrings them either. They're not ostering anybody from carrying out because there's no rishus that they have. They don't have the chutz. Again, if someone else lives in the same chutzer area and they had a 4x4 home, then that chutzer would now have an issue that it had to join with the other ones in the in the mavoi. However, if the only part of that chutzer was that small, tiny home, less than 4x4 amos, then it would not need to join the other ones because it's not prohibit the other. Their chutzer is not considered significant enough to prohibit the other ones from joining into the alleyway.
So what would be the din of that tiny chutzer? It would be just part of the mavoi.
Yeah, it would be dragged along, I guess, to the mavoi. It wouldn't have its own separate reality. It would be part of the bigger picture without its own separate reality.
The mavoi is
the common alleyway that all the chutzer was kind of spilled into.
Nice picture of that.
The last one is of this group of three. Ve'in manichin bo eruv, which means, even though we said earlier on that you do not have to give bread to be part of the eruv chatzeros, if you wanted to stick the bread in that home that wasn't for Amos, it also wouldn't be allowed to go there either. Meaning you couldn't stick the bread that you gathered for the chatzer in the home that did not share its bread, because it was too small of a home. And you also don't stick the bread in there because it's too small of a home. It's not really considered a bias that you're supposed to be everyone joining together. It's not a bias. That's too small of a home. That's the Gemara's three things it brings down right now. And the Gemara will now explain. Here's the Gemara, my time, what's the reason why? The lo chazi ladira. These are, again, it's not because we're biased there. It's because it's not fit for dwelling. Only when you have a dwelling place would it ruin other people who are dwelling in the area. Since this is not fit for dwelling, for that reason, it's not going to be included in the need for collecting, for the Eruv, for the Shituf, or placing the Eruv inside of it. It's not chazi, it's not fit for dwelling. And in order for the Eruv to be had, it's gathered from those who are dwelling in that area. This is not called a dwelling spot, it's not for Rav Amos. The Gemara makes a diuk. Eruv echatzeros emanichin bo, aval shituf manichin bo. When regarding an Eruv chatzeros, we said you do not put into the house as for Amos. But regarding the gathering of from all the chatzeros to place in one of the chatzeros, one of the areas over here, to allow carrying within the mavoi, that's called a shituf, you actually could place in this 4x4 home. You could put it there. Now, one second. If I couldn't put it in the house when it was 4x4 amos for the area of chatzeros, then how come I can place it there for shituf mavos? My time, says the Gemara. How come that home that was not part of the collection by Erev Chatzeros, and therefore could not be housing the gathered bread, how come it can house the Shituf Mavoy if it also similarly is not giving bread? Why can it be the house, the home, the dwelling place of that bread? My time, says the Gemara. Vlogara Michatash Mavoy. Because it's no worse than it had it been in the open courtyard leading into the Mavoy. A small, tiny home that's not 4x4 is no worse than a non-home of what's called a courtyard in the Mavoy area. Around the Mavoy area, a chutzner around the Mavoy area, and we'll see why that matters right now. As Gemara will explain.
That last thing again, my time up. What's the reason
why you can place the bread of a shituf, which is all the chateros for the Mavoy, in the little house? Even though we mentioned by the house it wouldn't work for the Eruv, but it does work to hold the shituf. Why?
And that was a
diuk
that we made.
So, no, that's the right now. Yeah, correct. Correct. We made it already. We made it. Correct. Okay. Correct. What's the reason why? So the reason why is because it's not worse than putting it in the chatzer in one of those mavos, which you're allowed to do, which we'll prove right now. Have put it into a non-house, into an open space of a chatzer in one of those areas, you're allowed to do that. So clearly you don't need a home to put it into. You can put it into the open area. And we'll prove it right now. Says the Gemara, how do we know? The now we're in the Mishnah, Eruvi chatzeros b'chatzer. Shtufa mavo, mavoi b'mavoi. The Mishnah says right away, then Eruv of the chatzer is placed in the chatzer, the shita of the mavoi is placed in the mavoi. The Gemara says, one second, v'avinan ba, and we inquired about it. Eruvi chatzeros bechatzer. You place the eruvi chatzeros in the chatzer. How could that be? If you ask, now we learn in the Mishnah, hanotzei eruvo bebeishar or achsadra or mirpeses. We'll find all these three. Beishar is like the gate area. It's like a watch house.
Karate called it once a butka.
A butka. Yeah, I haven't read. It's an area that we watch, and either right outside the city gates or in the city gate, right in front of the city gates. But the bottom line is, it's an area, a small area where a watchman would sit. We'll call it a watch house. A guardhouse, a guard spot, guard station, budka, I don't know what that means, but budka. Achsadra will call a porch, and mipesa will call a balcony. All these three things, if you place the eruv that you gathered, all the bread that you gathered in any one of these three areas, eino eruvo, eino eruv. It's not considered an eruv. It does not effectively create a bonding area that we can all be part of, and therefore allow you to carry into the chatzar. Vadar Sham, the one who lives in one of these three areas, which is either on the porch or the balcony, or he lives in this watch house. Eino Oser, he would not prohibit anybody else from carrying because he exists. Meaning, he's not a factor as far as a collection, he's not collected from, and you can't place it there either. Which means, one second, it sounds like over here you need to have a real bias, not a chatzar. We said before, Eruve Chatzar was Bechatzar. Why is this worse than a chatzar? A chatzar is not a home. Why can't I put it? I could put it, we said before, in a chatzer, but I can't put it in the Beishar, Achsadra, or Mepeses? How could that be? What's the rationale behind that? So the Gemara answers, I'll get to your question one section in a minute. El Eimer, rather, read it as follows. Read it, that Eruve Chatzeros Bebaisha Bechatzer. You need to place it in one of the homes in that chatzer, but it has to be in a home. Can't be outside. It's got to be in a home that's a legitimate home, which means 4x4 Amos. And now if we do the same thing now with the other part of the Mishnah, I can place the sheet of mavos in the courtyard that's filled out into mavoi, which means I don't need a home. I don't need a real home anymore. So I can place it in a less than 24 amos area. That would be fine because it doesn't require bias. It requires a chatzar. This is no worse. Eino v'hai lo gara mi chatzar shemavoi. This is not worse than a chatzar that spills out into the mavoi. Question, Shimon.
The last four words of this Mishnah.
Yeah.
It says, v'hadar sham eino oser. What does that mean?
It means the person who lives in any one of these homes would not be the cause
these
Beishar, Achsaj, and Pesis. He would not be a cause because he exists. Normally, if someone exists in a home and you share a courtyard, you are the cause of them not being able to carry. If you're the only person who attached to a courtyard, just you and your courtyard, no one else lived there, then you can carry from your house to the courtyard, it's all yours. You can carry from your home to the courtyard, it's all yours. If someone else lived in a court in a bag that's filled into the same courtyard, then you couldn't carry from your house to the courtyard until you did an Erev Chatzeros with that guy.
Because even though you live in a tiny house or
No, in a regular house. Regular house. You need to share with him some joined area to allow you to bring into the Chatzer. You need to share that area. What does that mean? He would oser you. He would not permit you. His existence and your existence would not allow each other to bring to the courtyard unless you join together forces. The guy who lives in the Achsadra, Mirpeses, or Beishar does not play that role. He doesn't live in a home that would now make it as if he's there and you can no longer bring to the Chatzer because he's there. He's not in count. He's not factored in as far as another personality who's in this area. He doesn't factor in at all.
So you could not carry from your domain to their domain?
I could. His domain is not recognized. His existence in that area does not prevent me from carrying to my Chatzer because he's not considered his own Rishus.
Oh, so you could carry.
I could. He's not oser on me to carry to my chutzner by his existence.
He's blending in with the mumbo.
Yeah, exactly. He takes a back seat to the background, to the scenery. And therefore, we've now shown, for Mo,
no.
Number two, Eruv, Shituf, Benichan Eruv, Benichan is Eruv, are three things that require 4x4, as opposed, that's just for my sake, as opposed to Shituf Mavoi, Shituf Mavoi, we mentioned earlier on, again, does not require a 4x4 dwelling area to be placed inside, because it can even be put into a chutzner. That was those three. Now we have two of them left still. I have to explain why 4x4.
No worse than those open areas.
No worse than the Chatzar Sheva Mavoi, which we said you can place the ear of the Shitzuf Mavos in a Chatzar Sheva Mavoi. So, what's that again? Because it's even a dwelling area, even though it's very minimal, it's a dwelling area. At least it has walls and a house, even though it's very small, but it's no worse than having no walls or a house. It's like a Chatzar, which you can also put inside if you wanted to. Yeah.
What are we trying to do?
We're trying to explain two things.
What's the direction we're
two things. Number one, we're trying to explain why these three things, if they're not 4x4 amos, would not be minichin bo or mishtatef bo for the mavoi. And by doing that, we left out one thing in that group of three. It should have been the fourth one, which was you can't place your shitzuf there of the mavoi. But we didn't say that. That was left out of things that you can't do if it's not 4x4 amos.
Implying that you could.
Could. And we asked why, and we just explained the reason why. By explaining, that's no worse than the Chatzar Sheva Mavoi, which also has no walls and is also open area, and therefore you can put it there if you wanted to.
So the first group was five.
This one's three.
Group is three.
Correct. Two left. One individual. So let's do the next one. Vein osin oso ibor bein shtei ayaros. You cannot use. Darren was very up in arms yesterday about having the scenario. What does it mean? Just remind you what the case is. When you have a city limit, a town, the rule is you cannot carry outside of 2,000 amos from that city limit. However. If you have, I mean, you can't walk outside the tzchum. You can't walk past the tzchum. However, if you have a home that has a certain dimensions to it or a certain living condition to it, that's within 70 amos and 2/3 of an amma.
72/3.
That it was?
Yeah.
72/3. Then you would be allowed. So that would be an extension of your city. The city now limit is considered beyond. And if you kept on having stationed homes that were within that distance from each other,
then
each one, yeah, each one will continue extend. It's basically a city extender.
There's just a story like this in the news. Sheva World News.
I don't know the story.
That this couple just got married, they're going to Bnei Brak for the Sheva Brachas, that they stopped because it was coming to Shabbos, and they walked from, I don't know where, to Bnei Brak. And they said they should have stopped at the first house in Bnei Brak.
That's where they can go only to that mountain to go to. Okay,
interesting. Once you get into Bnei Brak, you can, doesn't that mean you're part of that city?
No, you have 2,000 amos that you can get, that you can get to. The city limit where you're in, you go to the end, and then count it down from there. But once you count 2,000 amos from there, you stop wherever it ends.
I mean, just as you get to the city, you can't go further in.
The city itself that you're in, the city you're also in, it allows you to go from the extension of the last part of that city.
Once you're in the city, you can go where you want. Yeah.
I don't think that's true. Is that true? Your city allows you, have the city limits that consider that's the end of where you're considered staying for the Shabbos. You have 2,000 amos from whatever direction you want. Once you start 2,000 amos, when you hit 2,000 amos, you stop. Even if it's still within the city. We didn't. I think that's the rule. Okay, either way.
Why in the pictures, Rabbi?
Yeah.
Does it double the 17 two thirds?
Because that's the amount of, we said that's the area over here. That's the distance, is what the Rashi says as well. The distance between two cities is 141 and, what is it, a third?
A third.
Or two thirds.
One third.
One third. So we said that distance over here will be considered two separate cities. We have to have, it's Mudala Zumizu. If we can have Be'emtza, a home right in the middle of those two, to keep those distances to the middle amount, which is 70 and a two-thirds, then we're still going to be joining those cities to each other.
So if you're in the city on Shabbos, and you've got this 5x5 house in the middle, then this becomes all one city, so then you go 2,000...
Correct, exactly, correct. Okay, so now let's talk about the case for 1 second. Vein osin oso ibor vein shtei aros, but that house in the middle has to be a home that has 4x4 amos. If you can't use less than 4x4 amos as an ibor, as this bridge between two cities, we don't even consider it like a borgenin. Borgenin, Rashi explains, it's like a little hut that people would watch birds or catch things from. It was like a little reed structure, a small structure, which might even itself not have been David Amos. But Rashi points out, but it served a purpose properly. It served a purpose that you could sleep there for a night. That's all it's supposed to be doing, and that's what it did. You're a borgenin, yeah. Sleep overnight, one night you can sleep there. That was the borgenin's job. But a bias is supposed to be something you really live in. And therefore, if it doesn't serve its purpose, even though it's bigger than the borgenin, doesn't serve the purpose of being a real bias, Rashi explains. Therefore, you could not use it as the ibor, meaning a smaller thing that serves its purpose completely could be an ibor ben shtei aros. But a small house that wouldn't really be livable in Bediras Kevah, which is supposed to be like that, then it would not serve the purpose of being the ibor ben shtei aros.
So a borgenin between the two thingies
would bridge it.
Even if it's 10 by 10 amos, because it's...
No, borgenin would be completely fine. Borgenin's good. It doesn't. This small home doesn't function even like a borgenin would function. A borgenin would allow us to bridge the two cities together.
But doesn't it say dafilu kaborgenin lo?
We don't treat it. We don't consider it like a borgenin. I mean, this home, it's not for Amos, is not even like a borgenin. It doesn't do what a borgenin does. What does a borgenin do? It allows you to bridge the two cities together. Rashi explains that borgenin is a little hut made of reeds, but it serves its purpose entirely. You can sleep there for the night while you're watching birds or protecting whatever it might be. But the bias that you're living in, quote-unquote kavua, that's not for Amos, it doesn't work. It's just not...
A miniature borgenin, if you can sleep there, but 3x3 borgenin, would that be okay?
Or yeah, it would be okay. It would be okay because it serves its purpose as a borgenin. But a bias, you want to live in a bias? It's got to be 4x4 Amos then. Because less than 4x4 Amos of a bias is not a bias. It's not going to function as a bias, and therefore, it's not the size, it's the usage of that item. And a bias on 4x4 Amos is not called a bias. And therefore, it would not serve its purpose and would not be able to be a bridge between these two cities, even if it were in the right space of 70 and two-thirds amos between the two cities on each side. The Gemara says, my time, why is it not like a borgenin? Because borgenin, chazul and mosai, borgenin is fit for its purpose, its job, its thing. But hi, in this home, time for amos, lo chazul and mosai, it's not fit for its thing. And for that reason, we're going to leave out, it's not going to serve the purpose of being the bridge between the two cities. Mo? Ibor Bein Shtei Ayaros, the bridge between the two cities, has to be 4x4 Amos.
Like, that was number three. Like a bet on whether we're going to get to the bottom.
No, Mo's just mocking my board that I made, which I appreciate and I understand where he's coming from for that matter. The final one, number four. Okay, sorry, my bad. Misunderstood the question of what my daughter does at nighttime without her board. Anyways, the final. Thing we have to focus on is the 10th and final item that we said it requires 4x4, and that is the chaluka. That brothers or partners do not split the home if it's not 4x4 amos. This Gemara says, Taima, the reason why they don't split it is mashma de les bay dal amos, because it's not 4x4 itself. But ha, east bay dal amos, but had it been a home that was 4x4 exactly, let's say, cholkin, we would split it, it sounds like. But that's a problem. Vatam, we learn in the Mishnah, ein cholkin es a chatzer, achihe ba'ar ba'amos lazeh, ba'ar ba'amos lazeh. We say that you don't split a chatzer, you don't split a living area, unless after the split you have 4 amos to each party. It would require 8 amos. Here we said it requires 4 amos. But earlier, in a different mission, we said it requires you to end with 4 amos per person. Kasha. The Gemara says over here, no, you misread it. This is Gemara. Well, first of all, let's read it together. Oh, no, that's right. Misread it. Ela Eimer, rather read our Mishnah, our discussion of the 4 amos. Ein bo din chaluka kechatzer. Which means our home, if it's not 4x4 amos, given to one single person, in a courtyard shared by others, it would not have din chalukah like the other things in the courtyard. What does that mean? Let's explain right now. Says the Gemara. De'amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, let's go a little background. If you have two people, two brothers who got an inheritance, they both got homes. One got 3 mini homes and one got 1 big home. The 3 mini homes have 3 doors, each one going to the mini home of its proper, original owner. Now it's just the one brother. The other one has 1 door for the big mansion that he has. That's our case over here. The rule of a chatzir that spills into both of these two properties, Rav Huna says, chatzir lefi pesachei mischalekes, that the chatzir is split up exactly according to the doors that are spilling out into it. So if I got the 3 small houses and my brother got the big house, even though it's equal surface amount of homes, I get 3/4 of the courtyard because the chatzir is split according to its doorways. I have 3 doorways on my property, he has 1 doorway on his property. I get 3/4 of the courtyard, he gets 1/4 of the courtyard. That's Rav Huna's opinion, what a din chaluk is. That's the rule of the breaking down of a courtyard if people jointly own areas into that courtyard. Rav Chizda holds, not like that. He says, no sein l'chol pesach l'pesach arba amos. V'yashar cholken oso b'shava. What you do is, you give, let's say we have 3 doorways and 1 doorway. Each doorway has the right to take the width of that doorway, extend 4 amos into the courtyard, and that's yours, and only yours. And each doorway has that right where you kind of section it off, and that belongs only to the person whose doorway that is. The rest of the courtyard after that, you've done that already, is now 50-50 split up among both parties. That's the rule. The Bechol of Chiz and Rav Huna, how do you split a courtyard when the doorways are inside that courtyard? How do you split up among the 2 people living in that area? What the Gemara right now is saying is as follows. If a person received a home in that same courtyard, that itself was not 4x4 amos, they have no rights to the courtyard. It's not theirs at all. The courtyard is like, it's like their land, and it's not your land at all. You're living in someone else's courtyard, and you have a little home. The reason why, the Gemara says right now, what's the purpose of giving the person land by the doorway? Because you have the right to unload and load, bring things in and out as you wish. Because we assume that your home is going to be there and stay as a home. However, says the Gemara right now, look at the Gemara. Dehani milei. These rules Rav Huna and Rav Chizda are discussing about splitting up the courtyard based on how many doors you may have, that's a bias. The Mehavi Kai, because it is to be there. Mehavi means to exist. It is there to stay. It is there to exist. The house is a livable house. And therefore, since it's livable, Yavina Le Chatzer, we give you part of the courtyard to be assisting you in your proper livable home. Hi, but this guy who was given a property that's not 4x4 amos on this courtyard. The Mistar Kai, that house is just a matter until it's Mistar, until it's destroyed. It's not livable in. You can't live in a 4x4, that's 4x4 amos whole area. You're going to just knock it down and rebuild something bigger. We do not give you any courtyard attached to that very small house that you now own. To recap right now what we just said, the last one at least. We'll recap actually all of them quickly because I'll show you the 4th one on the board.
Mo's got the board out.
Cholkin. Regarding Cholkin of the brothers, Aimbo din chaluka. It has no din chaluka. Not that you can't split it. You do give a guy, a person can get a home that's 4x4 amos only. You can give it to somebody. But there's no din chaluka in the courtyard. Rav Huna explains din chaluka means that each person's door counts towards the percentage of the courtyard he gets. Rav Chizda says no, just the area in front of the doorway is what you get. Either way, they both say that you get something only when you have a home of significance. But if you were given a home that was 3x3 amos, then you would not have any rights to the courtyard there. The reason why is the rights to the courtyard is because we assume it's going to be allowing you to bring things in and out of your home. But since that home, it's not 4x4 amos, it's going to be knocked down at any point in time. It's just too small to live in. then you have no right to the courtyard surrounding it. We've done right now, we've gone through the following. We've explained so far all 10 of the things that we mentioned that have to have 44 amos to be part of that category of halacha that we mentioned. Five of them, because they're not called the bias. That was, again, milchama, mezuzah, bati arichoma, makia, and negoim. We then had the next three. That was all because the word bias exists. There you have to be a bias, which is 44 amos. The other three, very practical living areas, eruv, shituv, and placing the eruv inside of that home, as opposed to the shituv, which you could put in a small home because it's no worse than the chatzer. That we mentioned is a base practical living area. It's not a dira. It's not something you live in. The next one we mentioned was the borgenin, or not the borgenin, but the ibor, bein shtei eros, what the borgenin would function as. And this is not even like a borgenin because it's not chazul in Masayu. And therefore it's not counted, it's not for almost. You couldn't live there at all. If you wanted to, it doesn't count as a house. The last one we mentioned now is it has no din chalukah b'chatzer because we assume it's only a matter of time to get destroyed. Brings the two dots in the bottom of the page. Just a few more lines. This part's very easy. This part's very easy. It's very easy. Listen. Haisa gvoa me esrim amah. Just do another 3 minutes, then 2 minutes, then we'll stop. If it's bigger than 20 amos, let's say you have a home now, a sukkah that's bigger than 20 amos. Uba lemata bikar mikistos. And you want to lower the roof from 20 to less than 20. 20 amos, we said, is off limits. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with what we're passing, is off limits 20 amos no matter what. And you want to try to make it less than 20 amos high. What do? You put something on the floor and you want to raise the floor. How do we do that? You're putting karim bikistos. You're putting pillows and cushions on the surface level to raise the floor, the surface level, a little bit. And that will make now from the surface to the sukkah less than 20 amos. Says the Gemara, lo avi mir. It doesn't count as mir. It does not count as lowering the raising the floor. Why not? The Alpha God's Balinu. Even if Rashi over here says that you're Balinu, even if you, with your mouth, you said, I'm mevatel this for the time of 7 days of sukkahs, I'm mevatel it. Mekulu does not work. Mishum de batla daitav tzikla adam. Because your das, what you think you're doing right now, no one who in their right mind would get rid of their car mekistos for 7 days. No one in their right mind would just leave them there to be ignored for 7 days. And even though you say you want to, your das is ignored. Because people in the world would never do that. It's called batla daita. Your mindset is ignored. It's a kol adam, because the rest of mankind would never do that. And therefore, we ignore your statement as well. We're not going to let you raise your floor by putting things of value on the floor and saying, I'm mevatel them. It's not true. People are mevatel those things. We're going to ignore your bitl as well. However, tevin ubitlu, havi miyut. The kol shkin offer bitlu. Tevin, which means straw that you put down, and your mevatel straw, that would be considered a proper bitl. And all the more so if you're mevatel, you put afar, you put dirt on the ground, you raise it with a layer of dirt on the ground, and you're mevatel that layer of dirt, that also would be, of course, a proper bitul, and that would be a way to raise the floor and make it less than 20 amos. With your peh, it's all bitlu. However, how about a case where I was not mevatel with peh, but I may have intended, or didn't, we'll see right now the case. Tevin, let's say I put straw on the floor, vein asu lifnoso, I do not plan on removing it. I plan on keeping it there the entire chag, but I don't say the words I'm mevatel it, or offer stam, or I have plain offer. I have no intentions whatsoever. I just put down offer and I leave it there without, you know, thinking anything of it. That's the machlokes of Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. How so? Now we learn a Mishnah. Bayishim milahu tevin otzroros. If I have a home, and this over here is not about sukkah, it's about tumah and tara. I have a home that has something dead inside of it, or piece of a body that would now make the whole entire thing tameh. Unless I could somehow mevatel the entire area, or I could fill the whole area up and make it. Again, here's the rule. With tumah and tara, if it has a tefach of space before it, between the body or whatever's there and the ceiling, then the tumah stays inside. It stays inside of the area. But if I have no tefach, no space whatsoever, if I have no space whatever, then it kind of, we say it's ola, bakas, l'rakia. It goes straight to Shemayim. If you fly over it, you would be considered an area of tumah. So here's the case. You have now in a home tumah. You put in that home, you fill it with tevin, vein asin lifnoso. You've put straw, you're not mevatel the peh, but you have no intention to remove it at any point in time. Harehu ke'afer stam. Oh, sorry, I skipped. Ba'ishem ilu tevin, otzroos. If I filled a home with either otzroos, which are rocks like dirt, or tevin, which is straw, ubitlu, and I mevatel with my mouth. I say, I mevatel these things, then mevutel. Then it would work as being mevatel, and that would then close the gap between the roof and the dead thing, and therefore, no longer would the tumah be in the house, it would be straight up to the rakia. Al mevutal, bepeh. Mevutal, sorry, bitulo in. So yes, if I'm mevatel b'peh, but lo bitlu lo. But if I was not mevatel b'peh, I put it there with nothing stated, just intentions in my mind, that would not work mevatel this thing. It would still be considered mine, and therefore it would be considered not there. I could take it out and come as I go as I please, and the tumah would remain in my home because I was not mevatel b'peh. That's the Tana Kama. V'tani Allah, and it was taught regarding this case. Rabbi Yossi Omer, tevin vein asik lifnoso, hariyu ka'afer stam ubatel. Tevin that I have no intention whatsoever to remove, even though I don't say the words mevatel. It's the same thing as offer, well, I have nothing in mind at all. Offer stam, which means I put dirt there without thinking about it at all. And both of them are batel, even without me saying it's batel. This is Rabbi Yossi speaking. But offer v'asik lifnoso. But if I have dirt there that I plan later on and taking out for myself later on, I plan on removing it, that's like stam tevin, and therefore would not become batel. That's like regular straw that I didn't say anything about, and therefore it's not batel. So we have now a machlokas. Is there a need for a the Tana Kama, the Rabbanan would say, if you're mevatel b'peh, that's a proper bitul. But if you just have a mindset, it doesn't count. Rabbi Yossi would say, no. If you have tevin with a proper mindset, or even offer that's plain, it's stam, those both don't require a level of official bitul. The mindset is enough there to mevatel it, and therefore if you mevatel it, then it would serve the purpose of filling up the home with tumah in it that allows the tumah to go to the rakia. However, offer that I plan on moving at some point in time, or tevin stam, according to everybody, that would not be considered a proper bitul, and therefore in the home it would not serve its purpose of stuffing the area. It's like it's not really there, and then the tumah stays in the house, and whatever's inside becomes tummy as well. We'll stop over there, but just to quickly show you on my board, because I did write it down over here. Number five, lamala mi esrim amah, and you want to mevatel it. I want to raise the floor. So we said kar mikisso is X. It doesn't work. You can't put cushions there because that's considered batel ethical adam. No one does that, and you can't do it either. Regarding tevin and afar, depends. If you're mevatel b'peh, that would work. If you're not mevatel b'peh, we have machlokas. The Rabbanan say it doesn't work if you're not mevatel b'peh. Rabbi Yossi would say it depends. If I have tevin that I do not intend on removing, or afar stam, that would be a proper bitul, even if I don't say the word bitul. But afar that I intend on moving, or tevin stam, those things, everyone would agree, would not be considered mevatel, and therefore the area is still considered open, and the mates would stay in that house area. The time of everything that's in that house. Stop over here. Let's do some chazar. You know, I didn't get to my final point, but I think I overstayed my welcome at this point in time.